Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon, 16:10. The Panthers got the win on Thursday night. And a man, of course, who did the job for them, Josh Mansour, joins us right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, very, very well, thank you. It wasn't pretty on Thursday night, but it was a win. Did you sleep a little bit easier?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. It's obviously been a rough start to the year, and you know, things haven't gone our way, but saying that we really worked hard to get that win, it wasn't easy, but yeah, definitely stepped easier, that's for sure.
Hey, Sauce Girds, mate, congratulations on the win. How's your season been? Obviously coming back from the from that pretty horrific injury last year, Bart, and then obviously Ivan making the decision 2 weeks ago to put you back in the Canterbury Cup, but you responded the other night, and hey, how do you feel you're tracking?
Yeah, and obviously hasn't been one of my best years, obviously, but saying that, yeah, round one, I kind of had end up stuffing up my left shoulder, which kind of I carried throughout the beginning of the year, and I think it's really played on my performances, and I got to a point where it ended up getting me dropped, so I didn't want to use that as an excuse, but definitely has been playing a major part in the way I've been playing, and I think the biggest thing I wanted to take out of playing Reggie's was just, you know, having fun, doing my job the best way I could, and hopefully getting to the first grade side in the following week. And I thought, you know, me and Reg had a good game.
Yeah, well, Sauce, I love the way that you bounce back. But even your young wing partner, is it To'o? How do you say his last name? How does he say Brian?
It's To'o.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, jeez. I'll say two. So
yeah. That's what everyone was saying in the ISP last year. Jimmy Smith, who called it, we were saying Brian two. And then I believe Matt Russell from Fox said he's spoken to the family, and it's To'o.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, he's playing some great football. He had 210 metres. I think you had about 190. Mm. But even for a young bloke, I know he's made a couple of mistakes last couple of weeks, but he's been really strong in that carry, and he just bounces back so well.
Yeah, he's a very powerful young guy, and you know, he's full of confidence at the moment, which is great. And you know, he's taking the opportunity with both hands. So I'm really happy for him. You know, he's got a long NRL career ahead of him, no doubt, and he's been doing an amazing job for us so far.
Josh, I spoke to you on the sideline after the game, and then after that, I went over to Mitch Kenny and was able to speak to him with all of his friends. They were just, you know, screaming. It was so loud. It was awesome to see.
Unreal.
Aside from the fact that you got a win, how much does that bring the boys together and lift them to see something like that?
Oh, that's awesome. You know, any player that makes their NRL debut, it's obviously very special for them and for their family, and especially for Mitch, like, to come into the squad, you know, first game in, and to get a very important win against Parramatta at their new home ground. It was a great night, not for him, but for all of us. And Mitch is the kind of guy that you want to play with. You know, he's tough. He works really hard in defence and in attack. And yeah, I'm so stoked for the guy, and hopefully he can get much more NRL games under his belt.
Josh, it was mentioned earlier that terrible injury that you had to your face. It was kind of car accident style. As for someone who, you know, can't work if they've got a paper cut, how was it for you to come back? How difficult it is, you know, coming back from injury anyway, but something as severe as that. What were, in terms of your mindset, how difficult was it initially?
Yeah, it was very difficult, to be honest. Just the way it happened, of course, being a winger in my position as well, and, like, you know, being sitting under a high ball and kind of getting my face smashed, it definitely had definitely played on my mind. You know, I had a lot of demons after it, but saying that, I just had to kind of flush that, remain positive, because at the end of the day, it was a freak accident. It was pure just unlucky at the time, and, you know, I just had to kind of get on with it. You know, I'm living the dream. I'm very grateful for the position I'm in, and I just have to keep reminding myself that, it was just a freak accident at the end of the day.
Sauce, you guys came into the season with a lot of expectation. The start of the season hasn't been good for you, buddy. There's been a lot of external noise through media, through fans and the like, as you would expect for a side in a position that you guys are. How's that been handled internally?
Yeah, I thought, you know, to be honest, like, the start of the season, you know, there was a lot of expectation. You know, we had a lot of disruptions in the preseason, and, you know, we're kind of... I don't think we handled it well as a team. You know, we've got a really young squad, and, you know, you could say the external pressures, you know, of the media and all that kind of has played a part. But saying that, we don't want to use that as an excuse. You know, we're a professional football team, and You know, we just got to kind of, we've been really hunting for this win, you know. Like, you know, we go out there taking the field, not purposely losing. You know, sometimes when you're in a position like this, the harder you try, the bigger the hole gets. And hopefully we can really build, you know, off this win and, you know, at the end of the year, kind of get that finals berth.
Well, Source, you can tell your confidence is back the other night. Blake Ferguson, who's been on fire this year, I think he probably had his unhappiest game. But at the end, you two, you sort of let him know what the score count was. I think you ran him down twice too, mate.
Yeah, it was going to be a big game for myself, obviously coming against Fergo. You know, he's been one of the most informed backs in the competition so far. And, I just took it upon myself that I wanted to come out and have a good game. You know, it wasn't going to be easy, but, you know, I had a lot of help from my teammates who all played well. And, it ended up being a great night.
I would love to be a part of that sledgy, mate. I love seeing two big outside backs sledge each other. It's great.
Mate, he started it, to be honest. He started it.
Is that what you tell the referee? Oh, he started it.
He started it, yeah.
I'm back in school.
Yeah. That's all right.
Hey, Josh, you've got a second one on the way as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Excited, nervous.
Exciting, nervous. A lot of emotions, but definitely. Overall, we're definitely excited. We're having a baby boy in August, so we can't wait. I'm sure Danny can't wait as well. It's been a long pregnancy, but we're definitely excited.
Yeah, those 9 months ones, they're killers, aren't they? hey, Sources. We spoke to the character of Nathan before. He's been under a hell of a lot of pressure so far this year. I think we saw what he was capable of the other night. There's talk of him now, obviously, regaining his spot or regaining his origin berth. What do you think yep. about Nathan's season, and where's he at? What's he like to play with on a weekly basis?
Yeah, he's the ultimate competitor. Like, I might be coming off a bit biased, but saying that he works hard every week. All the no talent required areas, he works hard. Always kick chases. He's got an amazing. He's one of the best kickers in the game in my eyes, and he's a player that you really want to play with. I thought last series he played outstanding. Everyone noticed. I feel sorry in a way for him because, we haven't really helped him as a team. And, everyone's definitely got to be pulling their weight. And especially Nathan, I thought he really, really well from last game. And hopefully he can really, have another great game for us and solidify his position in the blue squad.
Where are you going on Thursday morning for the big one?
Oh, I haven't decided
He's
yet.
He's an Arsenal man. He's an Arsenal man.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Europa leagues.
don't you need someone
on Thursday morning?
Don't you want somewhere to go?
I might throw one of the boys on the bus. Robbie Farrar is apparently going to watch the Champions League Liverpool game over in Spain. So,
oh, really?
I don't know, maybe I should ask. Yeah.
Oh, they've got a couple of days off, have they? Have they got the bye or something? Oh,
I think
they
got the bye, yeah. Oh. They got the bye. So.
Oh, I wonder if Madge knows about that.
Yeah. Probably not the best time to go up to Ivan and say, can I have a couple of weeks off?
Connor Watson said he's going to Avoca Beach and Robbie Farrar's going to watch the...
Oh, it's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity there.
Sterlo's going as well.
He's trying to get there.
Sterlo's going.
Anyway, the main game's on this Thursday. Who cares about the Champions League? It's all about the Europa League.
All right. Josh Mansour, exactly. Lovely to talk to you, mate. It's great to see you back on field. It's great to see you in a winning team as well. Well played, bud.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you,
buddy.
There he is. What a good man.